This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Welfare for the wealthy. Big business is fond of preaching the virtues of self-reliance and individual initiative. Big businessmen are fond of denouncing those who run to the government for handouts. But in fact, no interest feeds more lavishly out of the public trough than corporate America. Successive administrations have dedicated themselves to supporting the corporate system. They offer an array of subsidies and services to business. They impose a taxation system that shifts costs and diseconomies onto the general public. And they launch military spending programs that have transformed the United States into a permanent war economy. Rather than a laissez-faire government that does little, we have a corporate state that plays an increasingly active role in sustaining the process of capital accumulation for big corporations. The federal government leases or sells at a mere fraction of market value billions of dollars worth of oil, coal, and mineral reserves, and grazing and timber lands. In any given year, the government hands out billions to big business in tax exclusions, tax credits, price supports, loan guarantees, payments in kind, export subsidies, subsidized insurance rates, marketing services, irrigation and reclamation programs, and research and development grants. Billions from the U.S. taxpayer right into the pockets of the big rich corporations. The U.S. government permits public funds to remain on deposit in banks without collecting interest. It tolerates overcharging by firms with whom it does business, and it provides long-term credits, tariff protections, reduced tax assessments to large companies. Over $26 billion a year in federal crop subsidies benefit mostly big agribusiness and affluent farmers, with relatively little going to small producers. The federal government is losing up to $52 million a year by charging ranchers below-cost grazing rates on public lands. $97 billion in public subsidies has gone to the nuclear industry. Billions go for research and development straight into the corporate hands without the government collecting a penny in royalties. Mining companies extract valuable minerals and metals from public lands without paying royalties. One company mined a gold deposit in Nevada with an estimated value of over $7 billion without paying a royalty fee, and with the right, under the law, to purchase the land for $5 an acre. The U.S. Forest Service continues to open up national forests to timber companies at below the cost of running the program, for an average yearly government loss of many millions of dollars. The government directly subsidizes the railroad, airline, and shipping industries. It subsidizes exporters of iron, steel, textiles, tobacco, paper, and other products. Energy companies have received huge amounts in grants and tax incentives to encourage oil exploration. Billions of dollars go to bail out such giant companies as Chrysler and Lockheed, while small businesses are left to sink or swim. When one of the nation's largest banks, Continental Illinois, was on the brink of failure, it received $7.5 billion in federal aid. Another $8 billion went to the International Monetary Fund to offset the losses incurred by U.S. banks in bad loans to third world nations. No mom or pop business is bailed out when they go bankrupt or make a bad investment. These massive handouts supposedly are needed to create jobs, but big corporations create relatively few new jobs, no net gain in jobs after you count all their layoffs and downsizing. Almost all the new jobs in this economy are created from small and medium-sized business and from the growth in federal, state, and local governments. What these massive handouts do create is giant profits for the very few at the top. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.